We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Honored to have Andrew Pollack here with us this morning. Not only is he the father of Meadow, who died in the Parkland school shooting, he's got a book out now talking about some of the people and the policies that created that problem. Mr. Pollack, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me on today.
Yeah, I appreciate you giving us a few minutes this morning. You know, I have continued to watch with fascination as we see these shootings that have happened around the country. People think that taking the tool away that was used fixes the problem. I'd like to hear your take on particularly what's in your book, obviously, but your take on Nicholas Cruz and what happened in Parkland.
Sure. Well, Mark, I wrote the book, really. At first, it was just going to be an article. And I wrote the book really to honor my daughter, because my daughter would want me to do everything possible to expose all the people that failed her and the policies. And that's what I'm doing. One by one, I'm going to expose it. And the problem was, you know, every mainstream media was focused on guns. I want the country to know the truth of what happened to my daughter in Parkland, how it wasn't a gun, how it was all these failures and policies, liberal policies implemented into these school districts. And it's throughout the whole country, the lack of discipline. Okay, creates an unsafe environment for our kids, for our teachers, of not arresting, ending the school-to-prison pipeline. Okay, when you don't hold kids accountable while they're juveniles, it sets them up for failure. And what the Democrats fail to see, they don't get a background, these kids that are bad. I'm not talking all kids. We don't want to hurt kids that are just make a mistake. I'm talking kids that are violent, disruptive, psychopathic. And they commit these crimes and they don't get arrested. So they don't have a background. So the Democrats, all they do is spew background checks, background checks, background checks. But if they don't give them a background, they were able to purchase the guns legally, like we've seen just recently in Dayton.
Right.
He was a sick kid. He had a hit list. He wanted to rape kids. They all knew he was going to be a killer. Not arrested, no background for the theft, for those threats. My daughter's killer made numerous threats. The police went to his house 45 times. He trespassed at the school. He was cutting, skinning animals. He threatened kids at the school. Their lives, never arrested. So Democrats, you know, they refuse to look at the underlying problems. Okay, it's the mental health,
right?
And it's not arresting people when they make these threats and holding them accountable.
We're talking to Andrew Pollack, and you know, I admire the fact that you haven't just been talking about this, but you've taken action. You got involved in the school board elections down there to try to make people realize these changes have to take place in your local community. That you have to elect people to your school board who are going to look at common sense policies within the district to protect our children.
Correct, Mark. What I learned is, because, you know, I didn't want to do this. You know, they murdered my daughter, so I'm gonna wreck everybody that is responsible. Nothing's gonna stop me from honoring my daughter and exposing the people. So what I learned over the last year and a half is that politicians could only do so much for parents. Okay, everyone asks me, what did Trump do for you? What did Ron DeSantis do? What did Rick Scott do? They did everything humanly possible to make schools safe. Okay, if the president could wave his wand and make every school the safest school on the planet, he would do it. But he did so much. I know personally, he opened the Federal School Safety Commission, over hundreds of recommendations in there. He ended the Obama policies of not holding kids accountable, those leniency policies, he rescinded them. But at a local level, they do whatever they want. So that's why I put this book together, Mark. I call it a manual now for parents to see what happened to my daughter at that school and how it affected everybody. They need to read it and see what happened in Broward, because it's happening throughout the whole country. And to me, when I talk to parents, I go, why subject your child? It's your responsibility of what environment you put your child into.
Right.
That's why this book is so important. It's not president. It's not your governor. It's the parents. You drive them to that school and drop them off. So I didn't know what was going on in the school, Mark, when I brought my daughter there. I didn't know what the hell was going on. But now, through my book with this manual, parents have no excuse. That's my thing now. I don't want to hear it from a parent in the country. I didn't know what was going on in the school, because it's laid out from right now in this book. And I tell them, I urge them, it's irresponsible. Don't make the same mistake I did and put my daughter in a school thinking that, oh, wow, look at the community I live. It's great. You know, average house is $500,000. You know, you think you're putting your kid in a good school, but you don't realize who's running it, and you don't know who the policies they have in place that don't look out for the kid's best interest. So that's why I put this manual together.
It's local, and people need to realize that. Andrew Pollack, thank you for your efforts on this. You're doing a great service for others who hopefully don't have to go through the same tragedy you suffered.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.